This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Thank you, Lee Elsie. Great job as always. You've got our undying admiration and awe. You are very good at what you do. One of the best radio talk shows on the East Coast of the United States. And we're lucky to have him filling in as guest host for the first hour, usually on Thursdays and sometimes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Great job, Lee. Thank you for all you do. Great patriot, by the way. I want to read you. I want to open up by reading my commentary that's coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and then syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate, nationally syndicated column. It's titled, Mr. President, Please Pardon My Friend, Bernie Kerik. This is a tale of two Bernies, but first a story about the momentum of President Trump. Everything is going President Trump's way. If you need more evidence of Trump's success, how about an up-close and personal Vegas story? Bernie Sanders was in Vegas on Saturday. Bernie's a front-runner for the Democrat presidential nomination. He was here to unveil details of his economic plan. Pretty important stuff. Guy running for president, guy who's a front-runner for president, and the details of his economic plan. Who wouldn't want to hear that, right? Across town, Wayne Allen Root, yours truly, was giving a speech to the Sun City Anthem GOP Club. Not quite as important as a presidential candidate unveiling his economic plan, a leading presidential contender. No major promotion, no national presidential campaign promoting it, and no media coverage for me. The Washington Post reports 100 people showed up for Bernie Sanders. My sources tell me that's a charitable estimate. Witnesses say that number includes Bernie staffers and media. They say Bernie had 75 attending for a Democrat presidential frontrunner. At my event on the same day in the same town, I walked in to find a wild, enthusiastic overflow crowd of 300 Trump-loving Republicans waiting for my speech. Standing room only, the biggest turnout in the history of the Sun City Anthem Republican Club. I beat Bernie Sanders by 3-1 or higher, maybe 4-1. Democrats think they're going to beat Trump. They can't even beat Wayne Root, and I'm not running for president. Good luck. Now, what happened in Vegas proves all the momentum belongs to President Trump. So, now's a great time, Mr. President, to pardon a great man. The wind is at your back, Mr. President. You can afford to spend some capital. I'm talking about another Bernie. Mr. President, it's time to pardon Bernie Kerik. While Bernie Sanders has been a politician and government bureaucrat his whole life, my friend Bernie Kerik served his country with honor and valor for over 30 years. He saved victims from burning buildings, been shot at, stabbed, survived the largest terror attack in U.S. history, and a bomb plot aimed at him. My friend Bernie served as one of the most decorated cops in the history of the NYPD, undercover drug detective, former leader of the U.S. Justice Department's New York Drug Enforcement Task Force, ran the largest jail system in all of America and the largest police department in all of America. As the 40th police commissioner of the city of New York, Bernie was responsible for 55,000 civilian and uniformed personnel and a $3.2 billion budget. Bernie was one of the founding members of the Board of Trustees of the Twin Towers Fund, which raised and distributed $216 million to the families of emergency service workers killed on 9/11. But my friend Bernie was an enemy of the D.C. swamp. He was targeted for destruction, and his life was ruined. He eventually pled guilty to false statements and tax charges that all started with failing to pay payroll taxes to his children's nanny. America's top cop and 9/11 hero went to prison, spent time in solitary, served his probation, and in the aftermath became one of the most aggressive proponents nationwide for criminal justice reform. If ever there was a perfect candidate for a pardon, it's Bernie Kerik, American hero. If ever there was a perfect moment to do it, Mr. President, that moment is now. You have the momentum. You have the American people's support. Please pardon my friend, Bernie Kerik, Mr. President. That's my commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all around the country. It's syndicated by Creators Syndicate. All right, so Bernie's a great friend of mine. He's been on this show many times, and whenever he's in Vegas, we have lunch together, and I just love the guy. I think he's great, and I think it's time for President Trump to honor him. Some more big news of the day for the good of the nation. President Trump calls on the New York Times reporters behind the latest Kavanaugh hit piece, that's Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, to resign. It's time for them to resign. It's such a disgrace, and I'm with them. We'll talk about that more during the show. At the same time that's happening, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of the Communist Squad, the Commie Squad, is introducing a Kavanaugh impeachment resolution. Can you imagine how stupid these people are? You look like the biggest idiots that ever lived. You're so dumb. Representative Ayanna Pressley, Democrat, Massachusetts, on Tuesday said she plans to introduce a resolution calling on the House Judiciary Committee to launch another impeachment inquiry into sitting Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Even Nadler, the maniac, Gerald Nadler, committee chairman, said we have our hands full with impeaching the president right now, and that's going to take up our limited resources and time for a while. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin told the Kavanaugh impeachment advocates to get real. We got to get beyond this impeachment is the answer to every problem. It's not realistic. If that's how we're identified in Congress as the impeachment Congress, we run the risk that people will feel we're ignoring the issues that mean a lot to them as families. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell addressed the Kavanaugh smear, calling it Groundhog Day. He noted that six of the many Democrats running for president publicly flirted with packing the Supreme Court. He also mentioned some Senate Democrats have sent the court an outlandish brief saying the court should issue opinions they like or they'll pack the court. I mean, the Democratic Party's gone insane. And there was a hearing today, speaking of impeachment of Trump, combative Corey Lewandowski, another one of my great friends. Bernie Kerik a friend, Corey Lewandowski a friend. Combative Lewandowski frustrates Democrats as impeachment probe hearing descends into disarray. There was an epic back and forth. Lewandowski nukes liberal hack Eric Swalwell at the hearing. Isn't he another one of those number of 10,000 that are running for president and they had to drop out? No one ever heard of you, Eric Swalwell. Nobody in the whole world wanted to vote for you. He repeatedly refers to him as President Swalwell. Former campaign manager Donald Trump, Corey Lewandowski, appeared for the Democrat-led committee Tuesday, and the hearing descended into chaos as Lewandowski refused to answer questions and trolled inept Democrat lawmakers. During the questioning by liberal hack Eric Swalwell, Lewandowski repeatedly referred to him as President Swalwell. Epic. Mic drop. Lewandowski shuts down Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee, one of the most disgusting people I've ever seen in my life. She makes me sick to my stomach. You know, it's just good. I'm a healthy guy. I never have throwing up virus. But, man, there are times where I want to vomit when I watch Sheila Jackson Lee. How could she be a congresswoman? She's so dumb she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her the C and the A. She's not smart enough to drive the local garbage truck. What's she doing as a congressperson? He says to her, could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it. Just a rant. Good job, Corey. You know, this makes me want to appear in front of Congress. God, if only Wayne Root could be called to appear in front of Congress. Can you imagine the glory I'd be in? Can you imagine how I would rip these people to shreds? Well, Corey is a Wayne Allyn Root. And my guess is he just made himself the next United States Senator from New Hampshire, would be my guess. He refused to answer questions and trolled the inept Democrats. One of the best lines in response to Sheila Jackson Lee's incoherent rant. She went over her a lot of time, ranted on and on about Lewandowski doing Trump's dirty work. Nadler interrupted her, told her time has expired, instructed Lewandowski to answer the question, and he said, could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it. Just a rant. And then he frustrated Nadler, another moron, nincompoop, Jerry Nadler, what an incompetent nincompoop, not to mention he needs to lose about 300 pounds. He refuses to answer any questions about President Trump during the impeachment hearing. So Nadler got nowhere. Corey Lewandowski kept frustrating him. He refused to answer any questions. He said, sadly, the country spent 3 years and $40 million taxpayer dollars on these investigations. It's now clear the investigation was populated by many Trump haters who had their own agenda to try and take down a duly elected president of the United States. As for actual collusion or conspiracy, there was none. What there has been, however, is harassment of the president from the day he won the election. And then Nadler asked Lewandowski a series of questions about his private conversation with President Trump. Nadler asked, how many times did the president ask you to meet him in the White House? To which Lewandowski stated, the White House has directed me not to disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality. Nadler became frustrated, spoke over Lewandowski after he repeated the same statement several times. Nadler said, how many times did the president ask you to meet him in the White House? And Lewandowski said again, the White House directed me not to disclose the substance of these discussions. What a joke. The other big news story of the day has got to be Ilhan Omar. New evidence emerges, just as I've told you all along. This witch, this Somali witch filled with voodoo, married her brother and is using a fake name. She needs to be deported out of the United States of America. And folks, this has nothing to do with racism. I don't care about the color of her skin. I don't care that she came from Somalia. She could come from Israel and I'm Jewish. It doesn't matter. She is a witch. She's into voodoo. She needs to be kicked out of the United States of America. Strange person. Remember when they called Reagan voodoo economics? What would you call someone who marries her own brother and is using a fake name? I'd say you're a voodoo congressperson. New evidence has emerged. A resurfaced tweet from 2013 links to a now-deleted Instagram post in which she refers to her father by the name Nur Syed, and the tweet was deleted this morning. It says, Happy Father's Day to my Abu, which is her father, Nur Syed, forever grateful to Allah for giving me the best father. Interesting. Her real name, therefore, is Ilhan Nur Syed. It's not Ilhan Omar. Very interesting. I'll read more when we get back. But David Steinberg is the investigative journalist who has done an extensive report and revealed she is a fraudulent member of the Omar family. Her name before applying for asylum was Ilhan Nur Syed Elmi, and of course she married her own brother once in the United States. Kick her out. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. for anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, let's talk about sponsoring this segment. Yep. Sponsor is AmFest 19. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there, AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there. All right, so some more of the latest news, all the news that's fit to talk about, to paraphrase the fake news New York Times. The liberal hack behind the latest junk accusations of Brett Kavanaugh, or about Brett Kavanaugh, exposing himself, defended Bill Clinton in court for exposing himself. You can't make this stuff up. The New Yorker dropped a story in September of 18. September of 18. This is old, old news. This is a story of a second woman accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of lewd behavior 30 years ago. Ronan Farrow and Jane Meyer released a report in the New Yorker from a second woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. New Yorker allegation story has it all. 35 years ago, says it all and has it all. 35 years ago, accuser was drunk. Significant gaps in her memory. Recovered recently with help of her lawyer. Memories fuzzy all around. Some say never happened. Accuser never described incident until Brett SCOTUS nomination. The 53-year-old accuser, what a winner, Deborah Ramirez, told the New Yorker she was initially hesitant to speak out because she was drunk and her memory had gaps. She spent 6 days carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney before going public. During the investigation, two male students who were allegedly at the party, the wife of another male student and three other Yale classmates, all told Ronan Farrow there was no way Kavanaugh assaulted Ramirez. The New Yorker ran with the story anyway without any credible evidence, only wild 30-year-old accusations from a drunk. It was so bad, the New York Times turned the story down. But the liberal media pushed the same debunked story this past weekend. The fact that it was already debunked did not make any headlines. What the media did not tell you is that the man behind the latest allegations is a far-left hack. Max Steer is the president and CEO of Partnership for Public Service. And what this group is into is high-performance work organizations, HPWOs. In short, systems of managed change in pursuit of moving the greatest mass of people from where they are now to where we want them to be. He's a committed leftist who donated to the Obama campaign and the DNC. And he's a former Clinton lawyer. And according to PJ Media, this man telling the story, Max Steyer, represented Bill and Hillary Clinton in the 1990s when Bill Clinton was accused of exposing himself to a woman in a hotel room. You couldn't make this stuff up. And it all comes at the same time that Ginsburg is inches away from, well, you know, let me be nice, let me be charitable, retirement, leaving the Supreme Court. I won't say anything more. Somehow, some way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is leaving the Supreme Court soon. Everybody knows it, and liberals are freaking out and losing their mind. So either they have to eliminate Trump and impeach him, or eliminate one of the Supreme Court justices and impeach him. This is how insane liberals are. Trump has to meet secretly today, or met secretly today, with California Republican donors to avoid violent leftist terrorists. He had to meet secretly in Silicon Valley. That's after his record-breaking rally in New Mexico on Monday night. They did not announce the location of the donor luncheon to avoid leftist lunatics. In 2016 in San Jose, California, hundreds of Trump supporters were attacked and beaten by radical leftist Antifa and Mexican nationalists following a Trump rally until the Trump campaign met secretly today to protect donors from the violent leftist mob. And you wonder how crazy things are. Illegal aliens sue Trump administration to ensure they can get taxpayer money via welfare. They're suing for their welfare. They're coming to our country and suing to bilk and milk the taxpayers. And then when I get back, you can't make this up. Women's March Board, the board of the Women's March, in other words, replaces anti-Semite Jew haters with a Jew-hating, military-bashing jihadist. This is today's Democratic Party.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising his former campaign director, Corey Lewandowski, for his opening statement at Tuesday's hearing before a House Judiciary Committee. The White House did place limitations on what Lewandowski could say, but according to Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, there never even should have been a hearing.
Let's read the Mueller report for audiobook. That's what we've become. We had Mr. Mueller here. Had a long day of it. Judging by all accounts, it didn't go real well.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is working closely with Saudi Arabia to evaluate evidence after the weekend attack on Saudi's biggest oil refinery.
In the wake of this weekend's unprovoked attack on several oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, I promise you, we're ready.
Parts of Texas are being warned of the potential for flash flooding after Tropical Storm Imelda made landfall near Freeport, Texas. Some areas could see up to 15 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Swiss America, sponsor of this segment, Swiss America. It's all about repetition. That's what this business is about. If you hear it enough times, it starts to sink in. So let me say it again. Swiss America. They've been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Prices are up $200 an ounce in just the last 60 days. And in the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to go up $200 an ounce. This time, 60 days. Amazing, right? Just amazing. Gold's at $1,508 per ounce. But who you buy gold from may be even more important. You need to know how to profit on this next big move, and Swiss America is the one to call. They bought billions, and they sold billions of dollars of precious metals. They understand the market. Swiss America has a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. So call 800-BUY-COIN. Phone call's free. The special report is free. The 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Root is free. What's your risk? Zero. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646, or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Our guest is here every Tuesday afternoon. We love to be entertained by the man who talks about the entertainment industry, Mr. Hollywood himself, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. His website's JamesHurston.com. James Hurston, welcome to the show. It's War.
Hey, War. It's good to be with you. How are you?
I am doing great. So I think it's interesting. I mentioned right before last segment, end of last segment, before we heard from you, that President Trump is in California for a fundraiser and had to make sure that the place he's meeting people was undisclosed, a secret location, because they're afraid of liberal leftists doing something violent, and they're afraid of people who attend, I guess, being blacklisted, all kinds of reasons they've got to hide. Is that not amazing?
It makes sense, though, but when you go into the heart of the resistance, the heart of the far left into L.A., you know, and walk past the hypodermic needles and the record number of homeless people, and we've already had. We had members of the Hollywood left asking to name names so that, according to Eric McCormick, who's one of the stars of Will and Grace, quote, we know who we don't want to work with, close quote. That's the definition of a blacklist. So it makes sense that Trump would go to an undisclosed location. But something is happening in California, Wayne. A lot of these congressional districts, which flipped, are starting to look like they're going to flip back.
And why do you say that? Tell me why you say that.
Well, the reason I say it is because they kind of real quietly passed the law in California, the Democrats did, to allow something that was formerly illegal, that should be illegal, called ballot harvesting.
Right.
Ballot harvesting allows paid operatives to collect absentee ballots and is a formula for fraud, but it caught the Republican Party by surprise. And people like Dana Rohrabacher got defeated. In districts that are still slightly ahead Republican in terms of registration and certainly in terms of passion and turnout, so areas like Orange County, California, San Diego, California, parts of the South Bay in Southern California now have good people running that are well-funded, they're well-organized, and what's different from 2018 is Trump. Trump will bring out a much bigger turnout on the right And so there's a lot of people, even Democrats, who are starting to talk as if they're going to lose some seats, hopefully a lot.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm sad about? What really is something that embarrasses me? You think we have the intelligent voters. You think they would have known that having Trump as president, if you really like him and you really support him, is almost meaningless unless you have a House to support him and a Senate to support him. And yet even our people didn't come out in the midterms, and the Democrats beat us. And it really bothered me because I just didn't think our people would be like that. I thought they'd be smart enough to know you're wasting your vote for Trump if you can't vote for a House, right? But they didn't come out. That's a fact. And I think you're right. They will come out again with Trump as the head of the ticket. But why would that have to be so? How could people be this ignorant? It's amazing.
Well, part of it was history, you know, and when you look at the historical context, actually, Trump did better than his predecessors in terms of gaining seats in the Senate and in terms of, you know, the national passion. I think the problem, of course, was that when you look at the blue states, the Democrats, number one, are involved in questionable tactics. They're involved in cheating, and they increased their outsourcing of the vote, and they have laws that encourage people who are in this country illegally to vote illegally. And those factors, I think, obviously are a formula for turning the country blue in the long run, which is why the Republicans have to support this president, and particularly on the issue of immigration. I don't think it's so much that the Republicans were ignorant. I think it's that the Democrats had so much motivation because of all the propaganda with the combination of the mainstream media, with the Hollywood left, with this incessant, CNN and MSNBC for two solid years, plus, of course, the Mueller investigation. All of those things, I think, propelled the legitimate Democrat vote. But they're making them, actually, Wayne, it's really funny, but the Democrats always overplay their hand. So what they're doing right now unifies the Republicans, motivates the right. And it's as if they didn't learn from the first time around when they went after Kavanaugh and they put on that circus and it was the birth of Spartacus. And they didn't learn that time. One of the things that they're risking right now with this Kavanaugh new sliming of Kavanaugh is to really put a rocket under the Republican base, because we're only a year away from the 2020 presidential election. And all we have to do is bring up these names: Joe Donnelly, Heidi Heitkamp, Bill Nelson, and Claire McCaskill, all of whom were Democrat senators who voted against Kavanaugh's confirmation and were put out by a rocket of Republican base. And look at these idiots. They're doing it again.
Yeah, they never learn.
I think it's going to play into our hands and to our side.
Let me ask you a question, because you are, above all else, a law professor. So I have probably written, more columns about this topic than any other topic I've ever written about, and aimed them at President Trump and sent them to President Trump. And it's amazing how often he does listen to me and my words come out of his mouth a day or two after I send him my columns. But this one has never come out of his mouth. Why can't a president of the United States say via executive order, or I'm going to sign an executive order that says we have voter ID for all future federal elections? I can't get involved in state elections. I can't get involved in city elections, county elections. But for all federal elections, meaning president of the United States election, Congress, Senate, you have to show voter ID. We're never going to get it from the House or the Senate. So why can't the president overrule them the same way I'm the guy who came up with the idea that the president could declare a national security emergency and get the money from the military budget. I was the guy who did that. Why can't he declare another sort of national emergency and declare voter ID to guarantee election integrity?
Well, first I'll answer legally, and then I'll answer politically. The problem legally is that the secretaries of state of the various states control the election procedures, if you will. If you remember, a good example of that is you remember the contest in Florida in 2000 between Bush and Gore had to do with the way that the Secretary of State was conducting in all these different counties, the recount, the hanging chads, and all that stuff. So a presidential executive order, first of all, would go instantly into litigation, and we'd have these activist local federal judges weighing in. But it's arguable that the procedure of voting is still handled locally by the states and the counties. So that's one reason. Now, second thing is political. Because the Democrats have successfully propagandized almost any kind of sensible anti-fraud procedure in voting as suppression, the president would be accused of being the ultimate voting suppressing president by passing this federal ID law. They would have commercials showing Nazis asking people for their papers. And this is what they do at the state level when anybody proposes voter IDs. I mean, it's the most sensible idea in the world, Wayne.
Well, I know, of course, they'd be after him, and of course it'd be challenged in court, but when I wrote the column, and it was handed directly to President Trump, my great friend Lee down in Mar-a-Lago, I wrote the column that he should declare a national security emergency and get the money for the wall from the military budget, and I said right in the column, the liberals will go insane, and they will protest, and they will also sue, and you'll be in court, but you'll win, and sure enough, he won. Supreme Court ruled was okay. Why not do it again? Give me an answer when we get back. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, James Jersey. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a couple things to get out of the way. Newsmax TV is coming up next in about a little under 8 minutes. My show will be on in front of 70 million homes. 80 million by the end of the year, by the way. We reach 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. I'm the host of Newsmax's primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered 5 nights a week, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 Central. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly as we open the show together 3 nights a week. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. And I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Real Water. And as opposed to telling you to go to realwater.com, actually the thing we want you to do is to go to Sprouts Markets and tell them you want Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free because Brent and Amy Jones are the owners of Real Water and they're big Trump supporters and big Wayne Root supporters. So thank you, Brent and Amy. So go to Sprouts Markets and try out Real Water and tell them War sent you and make sure that they know that you're part of the War Army and that Brent and Amy Jones get the message loud and clear that War moves the needle at Sprouts for Real Water. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a very special discounted price. All right, back with our guest, James Herson. His website's jamesherson.com. Expertise, Hollywood entertainment industry, law professor, New York Times, best-selling author, great credentials. James, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to continue our conversation, Wayne.
So Joy Behar says she's the poster child for Democrat socialism, and she says, I've been fired several times. What the hell's that got to do with anything? I'm lost.
Yeah. Well, what she's saying is that democratic socialism is, in fact, things like unemployment insurance, and Medicare and Social Security. And so she says, you know, in her, before she was a celebrity, that she collected unemployment insurance, that it saved her, and therefore she's a poster child for Democrat socialism, which is not exactly what people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg is talking about, because they're talking about government takeover. They're talking about seizing industries. And it's interesting, because Joy Behar says she doesn't endorse the crazy socialism that involves government seizing industry. That's what she said. But she's supporting the Democrats, who, in fact, the perfect example is healthcare, where almost every single Democrat proposal embraces a concept where it is, in fact, a government takeover of the entire healthcare industry, one of the largest segments of our economy, even unlike Barack Obama's Obamacare, which at least left some semblance of the insurance companies alive, worked with the insurance companies, which virtually none of the candidates, with the exception of Joe Biden, who, you know, seems to be diminishing by the day, are involved in. So Joy Behar just proves her ignorance. She doesn't really know what she's talking about. But this is a common tactic of the left, trying to say that because we have socialistic programs, which they are, like Social Security, like unemployment insurance, like a safety net, that it really doesn't matter if we embrace socialism because we're already there. But that is very similar to the Democrats' approach to other issues. That's why the words slippery slope that were talked about with respect to Democrats now come back. We know that that's true. Because the ultimate example of that is the issue of abortion, which now the Democrats are on record almost unanimously on allowing an already born child who gets born during an abortion to die. They have rooms. They call them comfort rooms in my original home state of Illinois, where they take a child, put them in the comfort room, just as Governor of Virginia Northrop explained. We make the child comfortable, and then the woman has a conversation with the physician. This is completely antithetical to anything involved in any law in any nation on earth, and was never a part of American discourse, but it is now, thanks to the Democrat slippery slope that Joy Behar chooses to ignore.
Well, I was about to jump in on you and say, you know, that's like saying that, you know, there's no difference between a Band-Aid, a cut on my arm that needs a Band-Aid, and cutting my arm off. There's no difference between speeding 80 miles an hour, which I do every day. I probably should admit this, but in Las Vegas, believe me when I tell you, on the highways here, the average car goes 85. So I'm always doing 85 in a 65 zone because I'm driving with traffic. Everyone else is doing the same speed. But that's not the same as doing 120. And if you said to the police officer, 85 and 120 are the same thing, he'd laugh in your face, right? So Joy Behar says, Social Security is socialist. Well, first, well, it's not. You're paying into the system. It's liberal and it's big government, but it's not socialist. But it's on the road to socialism, I guess. Social Security and Medicare are. But it's not socialism. And to say that the extreme of socialism is exactly the same as socialist light or liberal is not the same. It goes much further. Going 120 is much worse than going 80 is what I'm trying to say. So liberals just keep going more and more extreme and acting like it's no big deal. It's the same as, you know, 100's doing the same as 80. All right, listen, James Hurston, always great to have you on, Mr. Law Professor, JamesHurston.com. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.